Why do we have to make room for the new kid in class? Everything was perfectly fine before she came.
Well, if you were the new kid, would you want everyone to ignore you? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Thanks for joining me today. If you've ever been the new kid, then you know how hard it is to become part of a group of friends. I mean, you want them to let you in on all their private jokes and into all their groups, right? Well, Jesus made the way for everyone to become a part of his group, the family of God. He paid for your sins so you could live with him forever. That's why the Apostle Paul gave this command in Romans 15:7. He said, "Welcome one another, just as Christ also welcomed you to the glory of God." And now let's listen to our story. It's called Merging Traffic. I guess Lydia's okay, but having a new kid join your class in the middle of the year just messes everything up, Haley complained when her mother picked her up at school. I mean, we're in the middle of our science projects, and we've already started rehearsing our skit for Parents' Night. We had an equal number of people on our teams in gym class, too. And now somebody new comes along and we have to make room for her. I'm sure adding one more person to your group can't be that bad, said Mom as she slowed the car to turn onto the ramp leading to the highway. Haley shrugged. Well, it's not fun. She braced herself as her mom suddenly sped up to merge onto the highway. It's nothing personal, it's just that our groups were already all set. Haley frowned as the cars on the highway roared by in the lane next to the ramp. Hey! She said when she saw the end of the ramp quickly approaching. What's with all these drivers today? They're not moving over to let us in. Don't they know they're supposed to let us merge into the lane with them? They should know, Mom said as she finally darted into the next lane in front of a pickup truck. I guess they're busy doing their own thing and don't want to bother with anyone new in their lane. They liked it the way it was before other cars started merging onto the highway from the ramp. She glanced at Haley. I'm sure it's nothing personal. Haley blushed and didn't say anything. It doesn't feel very good when no one wants to make room for you, does it? Said Mom. I'm sure Lydia knows how that feels. Imagine how hard it must be for her to start a new school in the middle of the year when everyone already has their own groups and routines. Mom looked over at Haley. It's not always easy to change things when someone new comes along, but Jesus will help you do it. He always welcomes those who come to him, and he'll help you show the same kind of love to Lydia. Haley didn't answer immediately. Maybe I should be the first one to slow down and let Lydia in, she said at last. So how about you? Is there a new person in your school or neighborhood? Has anyone else slowed down to let them in? Maybe God wants you to be the one to make room for a newcomer or a lonely person. How can you include them and make them feel welcome? Think about how you would want to be treated if you were new or lonely, and then go do the same for them. Welcome others the way Jesus welcomed you into his family. Our key verse is Romans 15:7.
Welcome one another, just as Christ also welcomed you to the glory of God.
And our key thought, help new people feel welcome. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others for generations to come. With your monthly donation to Keys for Kids, you'll help spread the good news around the world and provide daily devotionals to encourage children in their walk with Christ. Sam and Kelly share, the devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. God has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids. We need your help to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5 to provide great devotionals for kids. Go to keysforkids.net and click on Donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.